You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, and welcome back to Inside Out. And we've been talking about the good news of Jesus, and that good news is worth sharing, and it's worth sharing in the right way. And that's what we've been focused on is, not just sharing it. That's the first threshold is sharing it, but that we share it in the right way. How we share it matters. In the last episode, I started sharing with you about some styles that we have. They're very, very personal and individual, but also there's some general things we've certainly, got to pay attention to. Let me continue on with some of the styles of how we share the good news of Jesus with others. Intellectual, that's a way. And, sometimes I think, well, I'm not intellectual, so I can't do that. Yeah, you can. Because you're always smarter, at least as smart as somebody else and smarter than somebody else. But here's the point, that you use your intellect. So it's not just, I feel this, but rather I know this. And this causes me to think this way and to use our intellect. It will require some degree of learning and some degree of study, and even training, will help you in this. But I believe it is also one of the ingredients and modes in which we share the good news. Let me read to you from Acts chapter 19, verse 8 through 10. And it says, and he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading, this is Paul, concerning the things of the kingdom of God. But when some were hardened and did not believe, but spoke evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them and withdrew to the disciples. Get this, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. And this continued for 2 years, so that all who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. So Paul, sharing the good news, was reasoning and persuading. It said later in that passage, reasoning daily. The Greek word dialogomai, which you don't need to remember, but it's the same root for the word Legos. So everybody knows Legos. And it's just these little pieces that fit together. And that's kind of how we do it. The little pieces that we kind of fit together, and it builds something. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, in the Amplified Bible, it says, always be ready to give a logical defense to anyone who asks you to account for the hope that is in you, but do it courteously and respectfully. And honestly, we can do this. We can give a logical defense. So it requires that you think about it, not just that you feel it and then you get defensive. Well, it's just what I feel. That doesn't go very far. You've got to help somebody to think. You've got to help to put it together for them. And always be ready. It's an imperative. It's a command out of Scripture. Always be ready to give a logical defense to anyone who asks you to account for the hope that is in you, but to do it courteously and respectfully. And I find you can do it more courteously and respectfully, certainly because of the help and the fruit of the Holy Spirit, but the more that you've kind of got a grasp on it. So we talked earlier, a previous episode, about, getting that grasp, being able to articulate, what the good news is and what it means to you. And you can do that in a logical way. And honestly, there's nothing more logical than the gospel. And Deuteronomy 30, if you go back there, he said, I put before you a choice, life or death, blessing or cursing. Well, that's pretty easy to choose. It's pretty logical. And so we really need to bring it down to those points that, I can have peace in my life or no peace in my life. I can have help from heaven, or I can, have to do this on my own and figure it out somehow from other angsty people. You know, or I can have the helper, the Holy Spirit. Supernatural, yes, but he helps me in real ways all the time. Or, you know, I'm just on my own in this crazy dark world. And how did I get that? It was by believing on Jesus. And there's a way to bring it down, you know, in an intellectual, simple way. And again, there's nothing more logical than the gospel when we really see the big picture. Another style, so to speak, of sharing this good news is relational. Relational. It can also be called, I've heard it called equity evangelism, which means you already have a connection with somebody. And if you have a connection, then there's some trust there. And it can be a neighbor. And this is why you always need to be building relationships, that you're not just isolated. Well, I've got my two friends. Well, you need to have acquaintances and be building other friendships. Well, they're not Christians. Well, part of your commission is, you know, to be salt and light. I'm going to talk more about that soon. But you have some relation. It could be the guy who delivers stuff to your house or at your workplace. It could be somebody's shop or store that you go into. It's a neighbor. It's a coworker. It's somebody at the gym that you see and, you know, over the course of time and you greet them, and then later you stop and find out something about them, and then you run into them somewhere, and you know, you just start to build some sense of connection, and connection then just by virtue will build trust. So in Mark chapter 5, verse 19 and 20, however, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, go home to your friends and tell them the great things the Lord has done for you. Now, let me give you some context. This was a demon-possessed man, and he lived among the tombs. And they try to chain him up, and he pulled the chains apart, and he break the shackles. And he was always screaming, and he was cutting himself with stones. And Jesus came and set him free from these demons. And then next scene, he's clothed in his right mind. And he wants to follow Jesus, as in literally, Jesus, I want to go with you wherever you go. And Jesus didn't let him. But here's what he said. Jesus said, I want you to go back home to your friends. So this guy had relationships. And, you know, yeah, he had been, because of his condition, his demon-possessed condition and all the horrible side effects of that, you know, he had to be put outside, away from everybody. He just wasn't safe. He wasn't safe for himself, let alone anybody around him. But he had friends. And Jesus is saying, go back and tell them the great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you. And he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled. See, that relational, your story, this is what Jesus did for me, it means more to the people around you. And that means we don't have to project, oh, I've lived my life perfect and I got everything right. No, the people that know you, they've watched you struggle. They've watched when you've gotten off course or messed up. And then when you come to Jesus, you know, he does great things. He does good things in our lives. The great things the Lord has done because he has compassion on us. And when you share that with people you have a relationship with, they're going to marvel. It's going to mean something to them. Because of that connection and trust, rather than somebody that's cold call walks up to you and, hey, Jesus did this in my life. And God uses that. Yes, he does. And in certain settings, he uses that even more. But again, there's going to be a relational connection. Like if I were to have somebody come to the church, I knew their testimony, their great story. Well, by virtue of my connection, my relationship with the people, you know, then there's that built-in equity. But when you have equity with people, other people, and you share what the Lord has done in your life, that connection and that trust, that goes a long way. It creates a real weight of, you know, as in a substance, it carries some weight with them that, you know, because of what they know of you, and now they begin to know of what God has done in your life. Relational evangelism, sharing through relationship and connection. I tell you what, that is huge. So I pray this week that you'll think about your relationships and make sure those are good, healthy connections. Make sure that you're building trust. Make sure you're living an authentic life before them and be led by the Spirit as occasion arises, and the Holy Spirit would lead you and set this up to share the great things that the Lord has done for you and how he has shown compassion on you. It's super effective. I'm just excited about what God's going to do in each of our relationships. Well, hey, thank you for joining me again today. And don't miss the next episode. We're going to keep talking about some styles of this good news that is worth sharing, but it's worth sharing right. God bless you. Have a great week. See you next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.